afternoon. Welcome back. 417, 730 WTNT, The Truth. It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on this Monday afternoon. And I'm joined now by Robert Knight, senior fellow for the American Civil Rights Union and a columnist here at the Washington Times. Bob, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Andy.
Hey, I loved it. Massaging the news for the masses. And the first thing I see is your comparison of the Tea Party and how that was covered versus how these Occupy Wall Street crowds are being covered, and it truly is amazing.
Yeah, the media make them out to be a patriotic bunch, not a whole lot different from the Tea Party. Their aims are a little bit different, but by and large, it's the same sort of emotion that fuels this thing and so on. And it's it's so absurd, you can't really do satire on it. So the best thing to do is just list the differences, which I try to do in the column. You know, at Tea Party events, you will not find obscenities, people having bathroom functions in public, sex acts, rape charges, lots of graying ponytailed men, people like Nancy Pelosi and Barack Obama treating the protesters as if they're Ethan Allen's Green Mountain Boys, just as patriotic. I mean, it goes on and on.
Yeah. You know, in fact, one of my favorite sound bites, I'll play it for you, is Nancy Pelosi.
God bless them for their spontaneity. It's, you know, it's an independent people coming. It's young. It's spontaneous. It's focused.
It's
and it's
what?
Going to be effective.
It's what? It's focused? You have got to be kidding me. You know, there will be a day, I predict, where Barack Obama and Nancy Pelosi and others along the left will regret having said those words.
I'd use them in political ads.
I would, too.
On the other side.
I'm with you.
Pin that tail to them right away, that giant albatross. I've been by these demonstrations. You might have also, Andy, out in McPherson Square here in D.C., and I don't see, number one, it's not all young people. There are a lot of older people, kind of aging hippies.
Yeah.
And the only focus is we hate the rich. They've got the signs, eat the rich, and, you know, and they're blaming the people who made the wealth in this country for making the wealth and not giving it to them, apparently. And it's just, the longer they're out there, the more they hurt the liberal cause.
Yeah.
And so I say, let's bring them coffee and donuts.
Yeah, you know, I was talking to Pat Buchanan just a little while ago, and he says, hey, winter's coming. He said, we got a dose of that this weekend. They probably won't stay through the winter.
Well, I don't know. Is George Soros out there giving them portable heaters or what? I mean, somebody's funding them. You know, they've got kitchens, and they were upset in New York because the street people were coming in and taking all their goodies.
Yeah.
And so they had to restrict it to only people in the protest. And how they do that, I don't know.
Yeah. And by the way, the news out of New York over the weekend was that they still have $454,000 in their coffers, money that's been donated to them by various organizations and individual donors. I'd love to see the list of the organizations that have popped money in their direction.
Yeah, I wonder if there is such a list, Andy. Do they have to report to the IRS?
You would think they would, or else they'd be in violation. The funny part about all of it is that all of a sudden they're the ones making big money, and they have difficult deciding how to handle their money, and there's infighting. There are some of these factions from out west. They want money from those in the east, and, I mean, it's almost comical watching it.
Yeah, it is. Plus, you do have the big stars like Alec Baldwin, cheering them on. And did I hear that on your program that he's bought a $12 million townhouse or something?
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I was talking about Michael Moore the other day. Michael Moore, who is reportedly worth about $50 million, claiming he's not one of the 1%. And, yes, he's made a lot of money, but the money's not important to him. Well, if it's not important, why don't you give you $50 million to some other cause?
Yeah, they're always asking us to pony up.
Yep.
I'd like to see them bail out whatever cause they want to bail out.
Yep.
But, you know, look, that's what liberals do. They spend other people's money.
Yeah. The wealthy versus the rest of us. Yeah.
Right.
One of the other things you talk about is the preference for Islam over Christianity. Explain that.
Yeah, I could do a whole column on that, but I did want to get this out as part of the package of how the media are massaging the news. And I've noticed over the last few years, but especially lately with the attacks on churches and marches of Christians in Egypt, the Coptic Christians, which are 10% of the Egyptian population, they're being savaged. And the media make it sound as if it's Christians versus Muslims. Nobody's really at fault. They're attacking each other. Who can say who's really started it all? When more often than not, it's a bunch of radical Muslims attacking Christians. They're burning down churches. They're attacking marches. And this is happening all over the world. They've attacked enough Christians in Iraq, so there really aren't any anymore in Iraq, by and large. They've driven them out. And yet, from the news coverage, it's just, sectarian violence.
Mm-hmm.
I have a challenge for those people with the coexist stickers on their cars. You know, the C in the front is for the peaceful Muslims, and then the T at the end is Christians, and then everybody else is in between. You know, the T on the end isn't the problem. They're not the ones conducting terrorism around the world. It's the people with the C misusing that. If they want to coexist, we'll have peace. But if they don't, there will be no peace.
Yep. You know, one of the other things I wanted to mention is that you speak of the left's take on income redistribution. Are you surprised at their attitude now? They're so open about it. They're so public about it. They come right out and say, yes, you know, we want to take the money and we want to hand it to this segment of the population.
Yeah, because that's their constituency. It's increasingly clear that what they call the have-nots are really the handouts, that they're getting handouts, and that's their constituency. The taxpayers are getting wise to them. The independents who run businesses are wise to them. So the only way they can survive is to create more poor people dependent on the government. And the last figure I heard was that 47 million people are now on food stamps, which is mm-hmm. nothing to brag about.
Yeah.
That's very sad when people have to get on them. But to make it a routine thing, for that many people in our nation is just a tragedy.
Yeah. I don't know how long we go forward like this, 53% of America paying the bill for the other 47%.
We don't go forward. If you look at the unemployment figures, which are far worse than the actual figures, because there's so many people who are underemployed or have stopped looking for work. I was just in a store in D.C. I'd heard Herman Cain talk today.
Mm-hmm.
I know you addressed this on your show today.
Yep.
He was something else. He really wowed the room, if I do say so, starting right out with that message about the allegations.
Mm-hmm.
But in any case, I was in the store, and there's a woman there talking about how she just got laid off from a progressive place, and she has to find a real job. I thought, that's too bad. You know?
Broke your heart, didn't it?
Yeah, kind of. I didn't say anything, but
I thought, okay. But you mentioned Herman Cain. I'm curious, your take on this story. Does it sound more fabricated than real, or what do you get out of the story about this? These two women?
Oh, I think it's. I don't think it's fabricated. I think they made the charges. I thought maybe they figured they could score big off a prominent figure like Herman Cain. Often corporations will pay people who make allegations a lot of money just to go away, even if the allegations aren't true. I don't think more will come out about this. I don't think it's a. It's kind of like that story that the New York Times on the front page floated about John McCain. Goofing around with one of his staffers.
That's right. Yes.
Remember that?
Yes, I had forgotten about it until you just mentioned it, but now I do remember it.
Yeah, they go for, just on the basis of a rumor, they go for that, and they put it on the front page. And meanwhile, they bottled up stories about Bill Clinton and certainly John Edwards for a long time
yep.
until the National Enquirer finally forced everyone's hand. But when it comes to a guy like Herman Cain, whoa, let's get this right out there.
Yep.
We're going to do to him what we did to Clarence Thomas.
Yep. Massaging the news for the masses. Media shaped their protest reporting to fit a preconceived plot. That's the name of the commentary on page B3 in today's Washington Times, and it's by Robert Knight. Bob, thanks for joining us today. You have a good day.
Always a pleasure, Andy. Thank you.